سميع الله لمن حمده. اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى.
So that after saying سمع الله لمن حمده, which means Allah listens, understands, and answers those who praise Him, then it is due upon us to praise Allah by saying ربنا لك الحمد. In another narration, ربنا ولك الحمد. Or you may say ربنا لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. All of that was narrated from Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The thing which I wanted to stress on, that it is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to raise both hands while making takbir in four positions in the entire salah. Number one, of course, takbir al-ihram, the beginning takbir. Number two, while going for ruku', Allahu Akbar, you raise your hands as well. Then number three, after rising up or while rising up from ruku', سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. And that was narrated by a great number of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is an act of sunnah and a hay'ah, one of the forms of the prayer. By the meaning that whenever you see a person next to you is not doing so, that doesn't mean that his prayer is invalid. No. If the person perfects the arkan and completes the khushu'ah, the ruku'ah, and the sujood, and all the proper recitation with the proper purity in the salah, his salah should be fine and accepted, insha'Allah. But other forms of the prayer, such as the shaykh, after rising up from ruku'ah, he let go his hands. Other scholars said he should put his hands the right on the left, on his chest, as he did while he was reciting. Based on what? Based on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported as putting his hands the right on the left while standing. So why to exempt standing after ruku'? Others say no, that he does not have to put his hands this way after ruku', rather he should let go. In other case, if you let go or you put your hands on your chest afterward, that does not affect the validity of your prayer. If your imam advises you to do so, then do so, and there is no blame on you. You're just trying to follow strictly the footsteps and the sunan of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, after rising up from ruku', we're ready to go for the next rukn. So standing was a rukn. The recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha was a rukn. Making ruku' is a rukn. And going for sujood or sujood itself is a rukn as well. So if we may see the shaykh while going for sujood and how he would proceed by kneeling on his knees first or hands. So please.
Allahu Akbar.
In this position, before addressing sujood, let's talk about what the shaykh did. He went on his hands first, then his knees. Based on a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ prohibited us from acting like camels, where the camels kneel down on their knees first. Some scholars understood it this way, and some scholars said, no, it is the other way around, that the person should go down by his knees first. On either case, as we agreed, this is just one of the forms of the prayer, and it should not affect the validity of the prayer. The scholars who understood it this way say, this is the proper way to go on your hands first, not on your knees. The position of sujood, we see a lot of common mistakes from people concerning sujood and while making sujood. Notice this. Number one, the forehead, the nose, the palms, the knees and the feet are all touching the floor. The Prophet ﷺ commanded one who's making prostration to have 7 bones touching the floor or the ground, which we counted. The nose and the forehead, that's one. And the palms, the knees and the feet. If somebody left his foot while in a state of sujood, he's violating his sujood. While in a state of sujood, that you should keep your elbows apart and away from your body, your fingers are collected and pointing towards the qibla. Never put your elbows on the floor. The Prophet ﷺ warned us again is that, and said this sitting resembles the sitting of a dog. So make sure that your elbows are up and away from your body. Unless if you're praying in jama'ah, so that you may collect your elbows towards your body to give a space to the person next to you. But never, under any circumstances, rest your elbows on the ground. Also, the feet, if you can see that you do not keep them apart, rather you collect the feet and the toes too will be pointing towards the qibla. While in sujood, the sheikh is going to recite,
سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى.
Well, I understand that we're running out of time, and I understand that you're anxiously waiting to know what's next. So please stay tuned. Inshallah, next time we'll continue with the description of the prayer of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh.